Have pen and paper ready for this exciting information. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. This is about pen and paper, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 153 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today, Julian, we got connected with whom?
With Paul Mooney and Gab Davis. And we talked to them about the new site they launched, I think just a couple weeks ago, called connections101.net. And that site just talks about really how to set up a connection server from scratch. Just what you need to download, the buttons you need to click, you know, going step by step through installing DB2, installing WebSphere, that sort of detail.
And it's not just clicking buttons, it's why are you clicking that button? Why are you checking that box? What does, you know, this mean in the LDAP schema and stuff like that, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So it's a great listen for anyone who's new or wants to learn about IBM connections and what it would take to get their site, their test environment up and running, right? Including some information about some great entitlements that IBM made available in 2011, right?
Absolutely. And we go into all of that in the questions that follow. On the podcast, we have two people who need no introduction, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves anyway. First, we have Paul Mooney. Hello, Paul Mooney. Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, Julian. Hello, Bruce. My name, as you've just said, is Paul Mooney. I am the senior technical architect for Blue Wave Technology based in Belfast in Northern Ireland.
Great. And the other person online we have today, besides Bruce, is Gab Davis. Hello, Gab.
Hi, Julian. My name's Gab Davis. So I'm Technical Director at Turtle Partnership, based out of London. Okay, as his pal didn't say what he did, I'm not saying what I do either.
No. We will leave that as an exercise for the reader to find out.
We just don't know.
It changes daily.
Yeah.
Well, today, the thing that you're doing or the thing that we're talking about is going to be connections101.net. So I don't know which one of you wants to field this question first, but just as a way of kind of kicking off the podcast and doing a quick elevator speech, what is connections101.net? Who's the audience? What's the goal? Who wants it?
I'll take it.
Good.
I will. Okay, so connections101.net, right now it's a website, a blog site that Paul and I are collaborating on, and the goal of Connections 101 is to step-by-step take people through the build of a connections environment. What we're trying to do is show people how simple it is to get on board with connections, introduce our audience, our traditional audience, which is the Lotus audience, which has a background in Domino primarily and not WebSphere and Edge and all the other products involving connections. We're aiming at that audience, and because Paul and I have worked a lot with the WebSphere-based products, worked a lot with Same Time and with connections in the last couple of years, and we really wanted a way to show people how easy it is to build a connections environment. So that's what we're doing on Connections 101. We're starting with building a simple connections install, step by step in modules, and then we have lots of ideas where it will go from there.
Well, was there one or two specific things that kind of made you want to kick this off, or was it this just more general desire to get the information together in one place? Or, you know, what kind of made you actually sit down and say, I want to spend hours and hours and hours putting all of this stuff out there?
Well, we decided we have so much free time, we would just actually do that. What prompted it? Pretty much, it started with a discussion between myself and Gab. But, you know, we have done installs, we have done deployments, we have built demos, and we are people that came from the Lotus world in the sense of Domino and all the products around that area. And finding the documentation isn't that hard with the wikis and the IBM technical sites, but finding documentation that teaches you what you're doing and why you're doing something is difficult. And explaining concepts and terms is difficult. And myself and Gab come from a history of presenting and I'm pretty much always wanting to teach people. And I'm wanting to say, right, you know, don't just click on the button. This is why you click on the button. This is what that means architecturally. That's why we do the show and tell sessions every year for our sins at Lotusphere. And we found that we couldn't find anywhere where a guy who has no experience of WebSphere, DB2, Edge, and all the other moving parts, TDI in connection, could actually go and sit down and go, you know, here's how you install it, but this is what this piece is. This is what it does. This is what this piece is, and this is what it does. So I posted a blog post in February, March maybe, asking people if they thought it was a good idea, and we got a lot of feedback from people saying, please do this in the format of an educational experience going from zero to deployed. And that prompted us to register the site and start putting together modules, like a lesson plan, putting together self-contained modules that teach you the piece before we go to the next piece. Like, we may circle back later on after it's all deployed and go into more detail on DB2 and go into more detail on more advanced topologies. But what we're trying to make sure, especially along the lines of WebSphere, is people understand what it is and how it works. Because if you take the fear away from it, it's going to be a lot easier for A, people to understand and deploy, and B, for people to get behind and for people to actually, you know, want to deploy this and want to show this to their boss, because, you know, they're not as scared of it as they were.
Paul and Gab, what kinds of questions are customers asking regarding, you know, connections, installation and deployment, and especially, like I think Gab said before, those that come from the Lotus Domino world?
Yeah, it's really interesting. This is, in the last 6 months, there's been a huge swing in my experience from customers who are now wanting to talk and understand connections. I did speedgeeking at Lotusphere, and Paul did speedgeeking as well, and we were on adjacent tables. And mine was WebSphere in 5 minutes, and Paul's was notes on the Mac. I couldn't get people to come near my table. They would come to my table and be kind of 10 feet away, not wanting to approach, because there is, like Paul said, there is this built-in intimidation factor with WebSphere because it's not familiar. In the last few months, I've seen that change. And when I do presentations, people come up and they want to understand, okay, so how many machines do I need to deploy? And what does LDAP actually mean? And that may sound odd, but for a lot of people that come from a traditional Domino background, things like database servers, DB2, SQL, Oracle, these are all very new technologies. Things like the way WebSphere behaves, how many servers you need, the fact that it's all these different applications, but what does that actually mean? There's certainly been an awful lot of questions from people who want to understand and want to deploy, but need to get past that first mental hump of positioning it in a way that makes sense to them. Now, part of that may be the entitlement stuff that came out in October, that people realize that they can use files and profiles and status updates, and this is something they now want to start working with. But there's definitely a gap in terms of people understanding how many components there are, what's required, what isn't, and how much infrastructure they need. Because we're used to, with Domino, you have one box, you put everything on it, and everything just runs. And we're hoping to explain to people how to get to the connections world from the Domino world they're used to.
Gab, you mentioned entitlements back in October. Well, you mentioned that IBM released some entitlements to two parts of connections. Can you tell us about those for those who don't know?
Yeah, it's actually, well, it's two parts, but it's clearly nearly three. It's files and profiles in connections, and they're two of the connections applications. It's an entitlement that comes with your Notes client license, So if you're running and you're a licensed user notes client, in the same way you have an entitlement at the same time entry, you have the entitlement to files and profiles and connections. What that actually means in practice is you can install a connection server and all the components and everything that goes with it, just not all the connections applications. You can't install blogs and wikis and things like that, but you can install files and profiles. So both of those are very cool, and they also include status updates. And Paul and I mean, we've both been doing lots of demos. Paul has been doing a huge number of connections demos to customers recently. And I know, Paul, you've said when people see the entitlement stuff, when they see the files and profiles and status updates embedded within notes in the sidebar, that's what gets connections in context for them, isn't it? It's actually seeing it.
Well, and that brings up a good question, too, is are more of your customers interested just in learning about connections, or are they more interested in actually installing it and putting it in place for a demo or for a test?
No.
We can both respond to that one, I think.
Yes, please.
I think the reality is there's an upsurge in demos, definitely. There's a lot of customers more considering it. From my perspective, if you go back 12 months ago, like there wasn't many customers considering it, but they're now starting to consider and starting to ask about it, but not so much ask about connections. They see IBM and Lotus, so they ask about connections, especially if they're IBM customers, but they're asking about, obviously, social business. Someone shoot me for saying that, but they're asking about using that technology and, leveraging that in the business. So they're looking at Salesforce, they're looking at all the other, Jive, social text, and connections is one of them. And connections comes across with the IBM brand. So it is a brand you can run in-house. They could be Lotus Domino customers, so they have all that entitlement that you've already talked about a moment ago. So they're all considering it, I've done quite a number of demos this year, and it's gaining traction. There's a number of ways that we've done that. Some of the ways is by showing the plugins into the Notes client. But another way is one thing I learned, and myself and Gab have talked about, is now I demo connections we've deployed connections in Blue Wave. We're 26 staff who rarely meet. We all work remotely, and we all work in customer sites. But we have a connection server that we all have access to. And I go into customer sites and so show them, this is how we work. This is how a company works. And we're leveraging this. Forget we're a technology company. Forget we're an IBM partner. We're a company. And this is what we're using this tool for. And that's working for us, definitely, for a demo. Customers are interested. Like if they go on to Greenhouse, which is fantastic for the technology, but there's a lot of noise to signal. Where if you actually demo it in a contextual way, saying this is a real company, here's how we really use it. They see activities for the developers. They see, there's subgroups. They see, profile information of real people. They all start to nod and they start to like it. So what we have to do then is take, because the IT guy might see that and then he'll go, well, I could look at an alternative product, which might be a lot less scary than WebSphere. So we try to take the fear away from everything that comes under the moving parts with connections.
And I mean, for me, it's actually interesting. I used to, when I was doing upgrades for customers, we were deploying and rolling out. I do a lot of health checks and strategic planning for customers. And I used to, a couple of years ago, I would always say to customers, you should never be deploying notes without same time. It's such a built-in part of the product. It looks like one thing to the users. It's basically, you have the awareness, and you have business cards, you have instant messaging, and it just enhances the whole notes experience. And now I show them the connection stuff, the fact that they can drag and drop files onto the sidebar and share files, the fact that they can have status updates as a stream from the people they follow, that they can create their own internal communities and internal networks of people they work with and people they follow. And I think part of it is because people have been exposed to Facebook and Twitter and social networks, these concepts now make sense when you see them in a more enterprise way. I think IBM, as usual, were way ahead of the market when they started with connections. A lot of companies kind of looked at this stuff and thought, well, why do I want to see instant status updates? And why, you know, I can email the files, and why do I need to see business cards and photographs when I mouse over someone's name? But thanks to all the other technology that's out there, all the consumer tools, companies now recognize the fact that, okay, now this is something that we could really use. And I actually have a lot of customers who are now seeing that as a natural evolution of their existing Notes deployment. So, okay, well, we have Notes and we have same time in the sidebar, and now we want all this other stuff too. We want status updates, because to the users, it all looks like one product. It doesn't look like all these different moving parts. So from my perspective, we're actually doing connections rollouts as part of a evolving strategy for the Notes product.
As you've both said before, when we started talking about connections101.net and what you guys are doing with the site, you guys have a couple blog posts up there already about, you know, how to, you know, get your deployment started and set up and configured. And I have to ask, is connections really that complicated to set up?
No, it's not that complicated to set up. There's documentation available on the wiki that will bring you step by step through how to install it and set it up. But it doesn't. What we're trying to do is actually explain all the parts that are behind it. You know, to educate people in it. It's not overly difficult. It's an area that, if you want to really be familiar with it, what we're trying to do is add value and explain everything as we go.
If we speak to them, Paul, because they're both developers, if we speak to them in developer language, it's X pages. You know, it's very cool, but it's very new. It has different ways of doing things, and a lot of people don't want to go anywhere near it because it's outside of a comfort zone. So
I don't talk developer, Gab, so you're going to have to.
I'm trying to speak to Julian and Bruce in a language they may understand. I'll be making tapping noises soon. But yeah, I think it's a similar thing. I think there was a reluctance to look at X pages, no matter how cool it was, because it was so far away from your comfort zone. All the technology was new. And that's what we have with connections. It's not that it's hard, it's that it's new. So we're hoping, you know, one of the things we're trying to do. And I think the reason we think Connections 101 is valid, even though there is so much documentation out there, there is a huge amount of documentation out there for everyone else, the reason we think it's valid is that we can be opinionated. We can make statements IBM can't make on the wiki. We can say, we like doing this for this reason, or we're not keen on this because we don't think it works as well. These are things that we think, if I was learning it, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear from somebody who'd done it and could say, this bit is something you need to take more care with. This is a decision you can revisit later. It's not the end of the world if you decide now, that kind of thing. And so that's what we're hoping to do.
Well, and there's a lot of non-obvious details with the installation of those things. I mean, you've got a post on just the part numbers you need to download, which, you know, you think, oh, yeah, part numbers, it tells you what to download. But, you know, that's not really obvious information. Or things like when, I think on your DB2 post, you have something about the license file or something about how you don't install DB2 in program files, even though that's where it wants to go. You know, stuff like that. If you don't know that during the installation, it can really mess you up later on.
Yeah, and I think that's it. And what we wanted to point out is not every decision is fixed in stone that you make during the install. Some of these things you can revisit. Some of them are more important than others, and that's part of it as well.
One thing that both of us received a mail from Andy Donaldson already about, I think, one of our first introductory posts, just talking basically about the moving parts. And from his perspective, that was the one post he sent upstream to the line managers in the IT area, because it just gave them enough that they could understand it. And the information that myself and Gabra are putting up there isn't anything new. It's just our opinions from previous experience, plus putting everything in one place, and it's making it easier to read. It's making it easier just to find data if you follow it from one point to the next. So that in that level, we're getting pretty good feedback. You know, if you don't know what you're looking for example, the downloads, it's incredibly difficult to find them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, has IBM given you any feedback on this?
Yeah.
They've been very positive about it, actually.
Yeah.
We did a call with IBM 6 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah, just before we started.
Yeah, and I think the call went much better than we all expected, because once we explained to them that what we're trying to do is absolutely complement their work already, and say that we're working to tell a story from how to get from start to finish, and we're going to link to irrelevant articles that all the work that they've already done, but we're going to just tell it like it's an education site. It is not a technical resource site. That's the differentiator. And we talked to them, showed them what we were going to do, and the responses from them have been, how can we help?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want?
The documentation team really is fantastic. They go to a lot of effort to kind of get feedback. And I think their concern was, well, do we feel the need to do this because we think there's something missing? And we both said, no, there's an enormous amount of documentation. But one of the issues is, because of the way IBM is constructed, the Lotus Connections documentation is written by the Connections documentation team. But if they talk about a WebSphere piece, they have to link to the WebSphere documentation because that's managed by a different team. So there's kind of a lot of, by necessity, a lot of shooting off where you're suddenly in the WebSphere Info Center or you're suddenly in the DB2 Info Center and then you're back with Connections. And that's not necessarily a failure, but it's how the wiki is constructed, it's how IBM documentation is constructed. And what we have the advantage of doing is running recklessly around brands and mixing and matching information all from different products because no one cares. We could kind of pull things together in a way. So if you're doing an install of WebSphere, we can take a sidebar and talk about something else in the same context without sending you off somewhere else and asking you to come back. And I think that's the advantage that allows us to do it in more of a teaching way rather than you finding your way through the documentation.
I noticed on the Connections101.net site that the comments are disabled, Paul and Gab. Is there a reason for that?
Yes. There is. We've received a lot of emails and comments about why can't we comment. Myself and Gab have a finite amount of time, and writing these things takes a lot longer than it looks. I write one post, Gab QAs my post. We go through every line, every step, and then Gab writes a post and I QA hers. And you know, we only have so much time in the day, along with our day jobs and our other night jobs to do this work. So that's probably the first point. So we don't want to leave it open for comments to see people, you know, give opinions and all that, because if this is a lesson plan structured environment, we want people to follow it the way we know that it will all work. And, you know, then we can revisit and go back. So people are emailing and commenting. We're keeping all of the email comments that people are saying, you should cover this. And we're replying by mail when we can. And we're getting quite a lot of them. But if this is, we don't want people to go off on a different track or go too deep into one area yet.
Yes.
Just because they read comments telling them to do that. We want them to do it the way we want to do it, and then we'll revisit.
It's a huge commitment to moderate a forum, and that's what this would turn into.
Yeah.
If we turned on comments, we'd then have to moderate them to be fair. And it's we can't commit to that. And the other issue is everyone has different ideas on how they want to approach this.
Yeah.
We're not saying this is the only way to do it. We're saying this is the way we do it. And we think this works and we stand by it. Everyone, a lot of people, anyone who's installed Connections, I'm sure, has their own opinion about what we're writing and how they might do things differently. And we're not negating anyone else's opinion, but that's not what this is. This is training on how we have found our way to it and how we find the most successful way of approaching it and what we feel makes sense to us and will make sense to others.
Once all the basic modules are written on connections101.net, are you guys going to Redbook, publish this thing into a PDF file?
I don't know. We have never really talked about it. If people find it useful, we might. But like all the information is going to stay up there. Or maybe we could sell it for millions. What do you think of?
Yes. We've had lots.
A book?
We've had lots of talk about where we want to go once we've done the initial install, and you know, all the other stuff we really, really want to do and add to it. But we can't get there yet. We want to carry people along with us. But we haven't talked about, I mean, yes, we haven't talked about it.
don't for a second assume we're organized.
No, I was going to say, there's no strategy here. There really is kind of, it really was Paul and I going, you know, maybe we should do this on a blog. Yeah, let's do this on a blog. And that's really, that's as strategic as it got. So
we really need to even clean up the website and actually design a front end that'll be more navigable. But yeah. It's on our to-do list. At the moment, we're just focused on content. And, you know, no, like Gab said, there is no strategy bar to teach people. And, you know, with education possibly comes enthusiasm. So
yeah.
So speaking of strategy then, it what's in this for you? Because it seems like if you're kind of putting all this information out there and telling people, oh, here's how you do it, then your life as consultants is kind of more threatened. I mean, what is this?
They're going to start a podcast.
How does this help you? I'm just curious.
Well, there's a number of different thoughts on that. Like you can protect your knowledge, and you know that works. There are some places that works for, and you know, if you protect your knowledge, you're the guy that gets called, and you keep everything to yourself. But myself and Gab and you two come from a community that has been around for a lot longer than most and has been all about knowledge sharing and posting data up there and putting it up for everyone to see and to critique about how we do things. And that's what we do. And what's in it for us? Obviously, if the site is if people don't think it's terrible, people will know that myself and Gab wrote it and we put it together. But we've been asked... We've been suggested to that we should put up a paywall. I don't think we either of us have any intention of doing that. It's almost altruistic, but obviously people will know that we're there for it. It's just what we do.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's like Paul said, we came from a community which I think it's fairly unique in terms of how it shares information and helps people. And more and more of my time has been installing these WebSphere products. That community doesn't exist, or if it does exist, it doesn't exist in the same way the Lotus community does. And I want to be part of that community, and I want that still to exist. And I think there tends to be this accepted thought of, we don't go there because that's outside of our community. I would like it not to be that, you know. Yep. I don't like this information all in my head. You know, one of the reasons last year for doing the Central Administration Guide with Tom Marie was I had all this information in my head and I wanted to write it down and get it out there because what good is it if it's just in my head? You know, there is just so much work I can do, and I don't want to build a career based on secret knowledge only I know. It's never been what I want to do, and I know Paul's the same. So, yeah, there's no great plan to make money or find money. And frankly, neither one of us are short of work at the moment. So, you know, thank goodness. So, yeah.
No, and admittedly, that was a little bit of a loaded question because, I mean, you're really, for both of you, how many times have you searched for the answer to a problem on the internet and found the answer on your own site?
Far too many.
Yeah.
And that right there is the value of putting that information out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, frankly, you can find it later too. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, Paul, what were you searching for? How long will it take to travel from Dublin to somewhere else?
No, that varies. That's an incredible variable in my life. It's Dublin to Boston taking 26 hours has probably been the top of my life list. I've searched for stuff, but like there's 10 years worth of data almost on my blog, and like yours, Bruce, I think yours is the same age as mine and yours, Julian. Like NSF Tools has been around for that long. I start putting these things up here, and Gab's putting her stuff up there, and Emma uses Connections 101. One advantage I find for me is if I have to write this down, I have to validate it. Yeah. And if I have to type this, someone else is going to read and going to either think Paul and Gab really know their stuff or Paul and Gab are bluffing. If we have to type it up, and we've built all these VMs that we host ourselves, and we have to make sure it works. We have to stand over what we put on this site. So it's validation for us. And there might be a checkbox that we've always just checked, you know, because we know we have to check it. But now, because we're writing this, I have to go and figure out what the hell does that do and explain it to someone else. And by typing it, I'm learning it as much as anything else.
And it's the, it's the same thing that comes from presentations. I won't stand up in front of a room of people and talk about something unless I absolutely know I know what I'm talking about. I may not know more than everybody else in the room, but I have to be prepared to stand behind everything I'm talking about. And that's why I love doing presentations. It's why I sign up to do presentations on topics I don't know very well, to force myself to learn them to a far greater detail than I would if I was just working with them myself. And like Paul said, Connections 101 is the same as that. I've done this so many times now. When I install Connections, there are things that I just do. It's made me go back to the documentation and go back to the wikis and dig and dig and dig and dig and dig to go, is there any other option I could have chosen here? And am I happy this is what I do? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, this is what we do in this community, hopefully, still.
And one just other thought that I had, you know, we've all grown up in the notes domino, same time, quicker, you know, communities. And we had great relationships with a lot of the people from IBM, whether it was development, sales, marketing, any of that kind of stuff. Of late, I've had more inquiries and people from IBM, development of, you know, the Connections product managers, developers from Connections reaching out to me and asking for my opinion, you know, how can we, you know, get more of the development community involved. And I think it's a great thing. And the other point that I wanted to raise about Connections in general is that more and more non-Notes and Domino shops are installing and using Connections technology.
Absolutely.
So it's just, you know, a green field of opportunity out there for people like all of our listeners. And that's it. So again, you guys are doing a great thing with Connections101.net. The technology is great. The community is great. And again, the work that you're doing with Connections101.net is, you know, just priceless. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Julian, anything else for Gab and Paul?
No, well, I'm just going to say that for people listening to this podcast that want to find out more, we will definitely have links in the podcast show notes to connections101.net and to Paul and Gab's websites. And, you know, otherwise, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you guys? Gab, you first.
I think via my blog and via email, or ping me on Twitter, which is Gab Turtle. Really, any of the networks out there you can contact me on.
Okay. Paul, you got a cell phone, you know, number you want to give out to people, or what's the best way for you?
Or a motorcycle, you know. No, never mind.
I think I blogged my cell phone number before, and I learned that was not the smart thing to do. if you go to pmooney.net, like, under About Me, there is links to pretty much every way to get in touch. So we're easily accessible to for anyone with questions or comments or suggestions. You know, we're always open.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for episode 153 of Taking Notes. Thanks again to Paul and Gab for a great show on everything Connections101.net. And we'll talk to you all real soon.
Thanks.
Bye.